What if being in recovery from a mental or substance use disorder was something we proudly showed the world? Millions of people are in recovery, sharing hope and support with family, friends, and community. Join the voices for recovery. For confidential information for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 53. The matchup is set. Don't miss the New England Patriots take on the L.A. Rams. Listen live Super Bowl Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Radio.com Sports. A Westwood One sports production. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. Let's go! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Stuck at home this week, need to get out? The Chicago Wolves have the perfect anecdote for your cabin fever. Catch the Wolves Saturday as they battle rival Manitoba and celebrate the 25th anniversary with free parking courtesy of Kia. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. After collecting 20.5 regular season sacks, Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald will likely earn the Defensive Player of the Year award for the second straight season. Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan discussed Donald with Mullion Haw.
They're really good at creating turnovers, and they got some playmakers who can change the game at any moment, and with the best one being Aaron Donald. So you got to be aware of him all game, and you got to realize there's going to be a couple times, no matter what happens, where he gets to your quarterback. And when he does, you better make sure that it's just a sack, not a sack fumble. And usually he hits the guy so hard and they lose the ball, and they usually pick it up and return it for six. So you got to make sure you don't let him change the game.
The Shanahan interview available on 670thescore.com. The Rams-Patriots Super Bowl will air right here on The Score. Former Bear Julius Peppers is a surefire Hall of Famer, and the 17-year pass rusher announced his retirement from the league. Hockey, the Hawks will play for the first time since last Tuesday when they visit the Sabres this evening. Insider Pierre LeBrun says that he believes the Blackhawks will ask Duncan Keith if he wants to go to a contender or stay for a rebuild. And in baseball, John Morosi reports that San Diego is interested in Manny Machado, Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, and Gio Gonzalez. The Score's midday to afternoon transition is sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 53 when the Patriots take on the Rams on Sunday. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This hour brought to you by White Castle. That's just in. White Castle now has warm, sloppy Joe sliders for just 99 cents.
Say my name.
Mike Florio.
Get the name right. That's all that matters. Spell my name right or say my name properly.
Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports.
Florio writing articles about it.
NFL Insider.
Take a spin around the league. We bring in Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio.
Mike Florio.
My name is my name.
With Bernstein and McKnight on 670 The Score.
Mike Florio is Pro Football Talk, at Pro Football Talk on Twitter. You see him on NBC Sports as well. And it is pre-Super Bowl Friday. And, Mike, there was a note here we were just reading that Darren Rovell finds it significant that on the morning before the Super Bowl, there wasn't a single trending topic on Twitter. Not a player, not a team. So is that meaningful, or is that just a little bit of trivia?
It's just a little bit of trivia. I mean, look, what's really going on 2 days before the Super Bowl? There's very limited news being generated by the NFL at this point, and the Patriots aren't going to say anything. The Rams aren't going to say anything at this point. Everybody's hunkered down to get ready for the game. But I have a feeling throughout the day on Sunday, there'll be especially into the evening, there'll be plenty of trending topics coming out of the game.
Mike, before we get into the game itself, I want to go back to Roger Goodell's State of the League address a couple of days ago. How did you feel he acquitted himself and settled some of the issues, and then some of the subsequent reports about maybe there will be rules changes or challenge changes after the no-call in Rams-Saints, the NFC title game?
I still am not satisfied with the explanation as to why they didn't admit publicly in the immediate aftermath of the Rams-Saints game that the error was made. And so one of the things he said as related to his conversations with the team, because that was the excuse, we didn't need to say anything publicly because we told the team and the coach of the team told the world that we had acknowledged the error. But he mentioned Rule 17 in the context of the conversations he had with the Saints, which tells me the Saints or someone was pointing out to him that Sunday night that he has the authority to go back and redo that game, to at least play it from the moment of the bad call to the end if he really wanted to do it. And that struck me as significant, and it makes me wonder whether or not the NFL chose not to publicly acknowledge it while the Rams were still in town, while everybody still was close enough to the stadium that they could come back and play that last minute 49 seconds. Not that he ever would have done that, but I think that that may have been one of the reasons why they decided ultimately to not say anything. Also, I think they didn't want to delegitimize the Rams' birth in the Super Bowl, but, you know, they got to a point where there was no way around it. They were going to have to say something about it, even if they did it very begrudging.
Why do you think Sean McVay has taken the stance that he has, almost talking around what everybody knows happened? Would it be bad form for a coach to say, hey, you know, we caught a break? There's absolutely no question that everybody saw what happened, and they're not going to take it away. We're here. We don't have to apologize for being here. Why not be a little bit more upfront?
Yeah, I didn't like his explanation because it felt like that fan-driven, hey, well, there was a face mask on Jared Goff that wasn't called, and, you know, this stuff happens, bad calls happen. Why not just say, you know what, I feel bad for the Saints. If I was in that situation, I'd feel like the wrong team made it to the Super Bowl, and this is just what happens in sports, and sometimes you're on the right side of it, and sometimes you're on the wrong side of it. But I think from his perspective, it's delicate because you don't want to delegitimize your own berth in the Super Bowl, and you don't want your guys in the locker room to be focusing on that. And I hope that what he's done over the last 2 weeks is that he said to his team, hey, look, there are people out there who think we don't belong here. So the only way we can prove that we even belong here is to win this game. Otherwise, we're always going to have this asterisk chasing us around that we had no business being here. And frankly, if the Patriots blow out the Rams, and I kind of think they may, it's only going to make it worse, this perception that the Rams aren't the right team that should have been.
Is the Patriots offensive line the best unit in this game?
Well, I don't know if they're the best unit, but they're so much better than they've been in the past, coached by Dante Scarnecchia, with the ability to withstand that pressure up the middle. We've seen in the past that that's the way to beat the Patriots. Heat up the middle, get to Tom Brady, force him to get rid of the football or put him down on the ground, and you do it early enough and often enough, he's going to start looking down at his feet instead of down the field. And that offensive line has done a great job of keeping him clean. Also, the running game that they use in the early stages of the game, go back to that Chiefs game, multiple times, third and four, third and five, where you could go either way, and so many teams would pass in that spot. They ran the ball. So when you start having Sony Michel run by you at a time when you're otherwise rushing the passer, it takes a little steam out of your attempt to get to Tom Brady. So I look for a lot of that. You know, with the Patriots, you never know on any given play what they're going to do. And that's the kind of uncertainty that you need to sow into the brains of that Rams defense. And having a great offensive line allows you the flexibility to run or pass at any given moment, and the defense never knows what's coming.
We heard Kyle Shanahan on these airwaves earlier today on the Mully and Haw Morning Show here on The Score. Asked about Aaron Donald. It was fascinating how he responded. It didn't say, well, you block him this way, you block him that way. He said he's going to get to your quarterback. He's going to disrupt. You just have to make sure that you minimize the disruption. And he said, if he's going to get a sack, make sure it's only a sack, that it's not a sack fumble, that it's not a sack fumble score, that in a way that blows up a game. And I guess what that says a lot to me about the respect that somebody like that has around the league when they're already sort of baking in your disruptiveness and just saying, make sure it's not the thing that gets you beat.
You know, I've said all year that the Rams are the best bad defense I've ever seen in that they give up a lot of yards, they give up a lot of points, but they have a real strong sense of when that moment arrives to make the big play, to make the difference, to have the strip sack, to have the pick six. And Aaron Donald's the guy who makes it happen. When he was holding out in 2017, because he held out for a couple of different off seasons until he got his long-term deal, we had an interview with Rams GM Les Snead, and he said in a roundabout way, you know, it's kind of nice he's not here because at least we can get things done in practice, because even a walkthrough, that guy blows up. That's how disruptive he is, and you can't turn it off. And that, he's one of the best interior defensive linemen the league has ever seen. He'll be the defensive player of the year for the second straight year, and I think Shanahan's right. You're not going to be able to completely take him out of the game. But remember what the Bears did. The Bears were able to neutralize him on that Sunday night in Chicago. And if you're committed to putting two and three guys on him, you roll the dice on whether or not Ndamukong Suh can step up. And for the Rams, he has in the postseason. And that's going to be the interesting chess match. Will the Patriots use extra resources to slow down Aaron Donald? And then will one guy be able to handle Ndamukong Suh?
Mike, what's the intelligence report on Rams running back Todd Gurley?
Well, you know, the Rams are never going to admit that he's injured, even if he's injured. And I'm concerned that he's got a repaired ACL in his left knee that is spontaneously swelling after certain games with no specific trauma to the knee. He missed a couple of games late in the regular season because of it. He looked good against the Cowboys after he'd had 3 or 4 weeks off. But then against the Saints the following week, it was troubling. It was the worst game statistically of his professional career. And if I'm the Patriots, right, who do I take away? We know that narrative by now, that Bill Belichick always takes away what the opposing offense does best. Do you focus on taking away Todd Gurley, even if he's not 100%? Do you not focus on taking away anything and just hope that Todd Gurley isn't going to be the guy that he's been? I think Belichick probably rolls the dice on Gurley being as good as he's always been, and you focus on taking him away. And if the game plan shifts away from that, or if you sense that he's not 100%, then you adjust on the fly. But for now, I have to see Todd Gurley play like he always has before I believe that he's still that guy who was an MVP candidate early in the season, but who fell off late in the year.
In other news today, former Bear Julius Peppers has announced his retirement after 17 NFL seasons in which he finished with 159.5 sacks, fourth on the all-time list behind Bruce Smith, Reggie White, and Kevin Green. Obviously a truly legendary player, especially considering what he did across the board defensively in this era of offense and into this era of offense. Where is he in your pantheon of all-time defensive linemen?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the best of all time. Not that he was ever Reggie White, but he was always one of the best, and he did it for so long. I mean, the guy was top pick, one of the top picks back in the year that David Carr was drafted. So it just shows you that he's been able to keep it going. He's been successful for a bunch of different teams. He'll make it to the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's first ballot or not, because you have to figure out who else is up for it that year and how many other defensive linemen and pass rushers. But I think he gets in. Remember, it took Kevin Green a while to get in, a long while to get in. But I think Peppers is going to get in. It's just a question of whether it's first time, second time, or third time.
I remember sitting down right after the Bears picked him up and a couple of full pad practices into training camp. We sat with Brian Urlacher and I said, what do you think of Peppers? And he said, best football player I've ever seen. I said, oh, seriously? He goes, no. He goes, do I look like I'm joking? He said, best football player I've ever seen. And he was dead serious. Coming from an all-time freak athlete. See, I would say, looking at his numbers, I would say first ballot. I don't care who's up there against him. I wouldn't have any qualms about Julius Peppers going to first ballot.
Yeah, and you know what? It very well may happen. Again, it's just always hard because they put in the same bucket every year, guys who play different positions. You know, you can say it's apples and oranges. I say it's apples, it's cucumbers, it's car batteries, it's old shoes. I mean, it's impossible to discern who deserves to go in when you've got so many different positions all vying for that handful of spots.
Mike, have you had a chance to catch up with Rams defensive coordinator Wade Phillips at all? It sounds like, you know, stuff that he's been saying to reporters and talking about and stuff. I wouldn't say wistful necessarily, but he's definitely got a, you know, kind of culminating feel to his career. I'm not saying he's done or anything. He just seems to be really looking back before he looks forward to the game.
Well, I loved it that he showed up in Atlanta, got off the airplane with his dad's coat on. He's got his dad's cowboy hat on. I hope he wears the cowboy hat for the game. I don't know that the league will let him do it unless it has a Nike swoosh on it somewhere. But there was one thing that happened over the weekend that caught the attention of some people around the league, and that was Bill Belichick at a press conference talking about how he's had to change his defense constantly and that Wade Phillips has been able to run the same system for 30 years. And it looked like praise, and it sounded like praise, but people I know said that may not be praise. And it may be a warning. It may be a sign that there could be a problem for Wade Phillips' defense when Bill Belichick has the opportunity to come up with a game plan that goes against a system that hasn't changed in 30 years.
I hadn't quite thought of it that way, but that would be Belichickian in that regard. I'm always thinking, trying to figure out when it comes to Bill Belichick, when it comes to getting back to this game, what am I not considering? There's a lot of things we can look at and look at every game that they've played and what has worked for them and who's playing well. But the way Belichick's mind works is he's going to see something or he's preparing for something that we haven't talked about. So if we try to figure out what that is, what would be on your list of some of these possibilities where you say, oh, yeah, we should have thought of that and we didn't?
Well, look at last year against the Eagles, right? The game-winning touchdown pass from Nick Foles to Zach Ertz. That was a formation. That was a play. That was something that the Eagles had never used before, so there was no way of knowing that that was coming. Think back to Super Bowl 49, that interception that sealed the game for the Patriots. That was something that Belichick's right-hand man, Ernie Adams, had spotted in film study. So I think Sean McVay's challenge is to come up with something Belichick has never seen. So before the snap, his players don't know what's coming. There's no opportunity to adjust to it, and they just have to let it play out. And, you know, we talked to Kyle Shanahan about that earlier today. He was on with Chris Sims and I, and you can only do so much, right? If you have good plays, they're already going to be in your playbook. You can't just write up a new playbook. But I think the challenge is come up with looks, formations, circumstances, go against your tendencies. You have to self-scout. You have to know what you've done on third and five every other time you've been in third and five from the 35-yard line. I mean, you have to consciously go against that, against your nature and against your tendencies, and come up with something he's never seen, and you just stun him in the right moment. And we'll see if Sean McVay is good enough to pull something like that off.
Mike, it's prediction time. I won't ask you necessarily about the Super Bowl. We're going to go farther than that. What's the next storyline, the biggest non-Super Bowl storyline coming up after Sunday's game, and when does it come up?
Well, it's still Antonio Brown, right? Because Art Rooney, the owner of the Steelers, made it clear 3 weeks ago he's available, and I don't think they've gotten the trade offers they want. And I don't think Antonio Brown wants to stay with the Steelers. I've had a chance to talk to a couple of different Steelers this week. Cam Hayward, Juju Smith-Schuster. Smith-Schuster's trying to be the peacemaker. Cam Hayward seems to be a guy who realizes that, and I just get the sense they know that maybe he wants a fresh start. And look at it this way. We kind of stumbled on this today talking through the Antonio Brown situation. He doesn't want to be there. So you got to talk him into being there. But at the same time, you have to be ready to discipline him and hold him accountable. Because he's gotten to the point where you have to demand that he show up. You have to demand that he be on time. You have to demand that he act like other players. So how, as an organization, do you go to Antonio Brown and say, please, 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 please stay in Pittsburgh? And, oh, by the way, you better shape up or you got to ship out. I mean, I don't think there's any way to fix this. And I think the best move is to take the best possible trade and move on. And obviously it can't be official until the middle of March. But I think the Steelers, and maybe the Steelers wait until right before the draft and do the best deal they can. But I think the Steelers are in a pickle here, and at some point between now and the draft, we're going to see that Antonio Brown has a new team.
I've been asking this question of our guests all week, and rather than ask you to predict a score that I don't think does...
39-20.
Well, yeah. Patriots 39-20. Let the record show. That was offered, not asked.
It's an homage to Super Bowl 21 because... Chris Sims has been here waxing nostalgically about his dad's performance in the Giants-Broncos Super Bowl 21 in Tampa, I think it was. I'm not entirely sure. I may be getting that wrong, but it was 39-20. Phil was 22 for 25, and Bill Belichick was the coordinator of the Giants' defense that day. And I just think, you know, we haven't had a boring blowout Super Bowl in a while. Surely there's going to be one. Not that I'm rooting for it, but I feel like after 8 close Super Bowls, for Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, I think they're sick of that. Not that you can, you know, hey, we'd like to win this by 20 points. It's not like you flip a switch. But I think they're going to put a lot of pressure on that Rams defense early, and you've got some guys who can maybe be a little rambunctious, maybe get a little bit hot under the collar, maybe stomp on someone's arm, and maybe lose their cool and just fall apart. And I think the Patriots are going to do everything they can to do it, just like what they did to the Chargers. Right, come out early, score, 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 and by halftime, it's over.
Well, there's your hot take. You got it from Mike Florio. Mike, thanks as always, man. Appreciate it.
All right, see you guys.
That is Mike Florio. You know, I was going to ask him my question. The aspect of the game you find most compelling? And it's dead 39-20.
There you have it.
Wasn't going to put you in that position. You put yourself there. I'm all for it. Enjoy. The segment brought to you by the Extrogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Are you or a loved one over 65? That means you're at greater risk for serious complications from the flu. Fever is the main difference between cold and flu, so you need an accurate thermometer to tell the difference. The Exergen Temporal Scanner is backed by more than 70 clinical studies and is quick and easy to use.
Joe Ostrowski coming up in just a few minutes after the 10:30 update. We'll talk with Joe about the prop bets you can get yourself down on. He's got a huge show prior to the Super Bowl, the expanded edition of Early Odds. We'll talk to him in a bit, but also at the Super Bowl is a very affordable pastime.
Okay.
More so than other Super Bowls in past. I was shocked to have read this headline and just how affordable things may be down there in Atlanta. I'll tell you exactly what if you're headed there, or maybe just so you can be a little jealous and get some inspiration for your own Super Bowl Sunday party. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670, The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.com.
From the Super Bowl in Atlanta, I'm Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. Super Bowl 53 features a contrast between veteran experience and the new wave NFL. Belichick and Brady versus a second-year coach and a third-year quarterback. Both coaches will push the envelope from special teams tricks to fourth down in short situations. Brady has been flawless in the short passing game, and Gronk has now become a factor. I expect them to get the ball downfield going after aggressive Marcus Peters with double moves. The Rams' offensive line has been terrific, but can Todd Gurley return to form? Wade Phillips' defense has shut down both the Cowboys and Saints running games. Can they do that against the Pats? LA cannot afford to fall behind early or let nerves lead to turnovers. However, I still like New England, let's say by a score of 30-24. See you Sunday at 2 Eastern on the Super Bowl Today on CBS, of course. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the ultimate Sleep Number event on the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. The only bed that intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. Now ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds during our ultimate Sleep Number event. Only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. For 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
When I had my brother take me places, it was always like, we have to get there early so I can smoke a cigarette before we go inside. I'm in pain. I'm a little sister.
We always had to stop for cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch, another one on the way home, before dinner, after dinner. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day.
I didn't realize it was that much.
Yeah, I know. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. Eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick. I honestly feel like I remember recently you asking me, like, did you want to smoke before we go in? And I was like, no, I don't need to.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Hey, Sean, you haven't been paid for last week's landscaping gig? Not okay. You only pushed a lawnmower in concentric circles for 8 hours straight. Come on, you only trimmed bushes in the blazing hot sun for 5 days in a row.
With QuickBooks, you can send invoices and accept payments to get paid twice as fast.
You deserve the greens, and I'm not talking about lawn clippings.
You earned it. We're here to make sure you get it. QuickBooks, backing you. Getting paid 2 times faster based on U.S. customers using QuickBooks Online invoice tracking and payment features from August 17 to July 18.
Hi, I'm Michelle Smith, 2-time Olympic gold medalist and ESPN analyst. Only 41% of women college teams are coached by women, and the numbers are even lower at the youth level. Female coaches made an incredible impact on me. That's why I'm passionate about helping women level the playing field. WeCoach is a nonprofit focused on building a community of female coaches of all sports and levels. Through programming, resources, and support, we're helping change the profession. Visit WeCoachSports.org to get involved.
Thanks
for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Brent Musburger from VSiN and VSiN.com is our guest, and he had some words, some fighting words for CBS. They are planning on doing no gambling coverage in their 7 hours of Super Bowl pregame.
I mean, all you have to do is give the point spread. You know, I said all along it's not the most important thing, but to stick your head in the sand like CBS is doing is just absolutely ridiculous. Don't give me that holier than thou attitude. Because basically they're scared of the league. They just had a terrible, terrible go around with their top executive. He couldn't keep his zipper up, okay? So don't give me this holier than thou stuff about those of us who like to take a position on a football game.
Boy,
not a fan.
No holds barred. He's in a place in life, a station in life, where if he wants to throw a haymaker, let the chips fall where they may.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Diff Chemical.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Before we get to your inexpensive Super Bowl pastime, a little NBA news. We had after the mega trade yesterday, in the wake of these sort of blockbuster announcements, first of all, it looks like that Anthony Davis, for the most part, is going to be shut down until the trade deadline, until they can move him.
It's probably the right decision.
Kristaps Porzingis goes from the Knicks to the Mavs for Dennis Smith Jr. and a couple of first-round picks. And now Kyrie Irving is asked whether or not he plans to re-sign with the Celtics, and his response, ask me after July 1st. And he intimated that he was going to do what's best for his career, so does that mean he's a Knick?
I think it has to be putting that out there. I mean, the only way, the best way for the Knicks trading Kristaps to make sense is by getting Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. They cleared space for two max contracts. They've got $74 million in cap space, depending on where their first-round draft picks end up after the season. They've got the ability to do that, right? That's their desperate Hail Mary play.
And then where does Anthony Davis wind up? Would that be Boston? If they know Kyrie is going to be leaving now,
if they're
going to
make that trade, would they then make that stick with Tatum and Brown, right? Or you'd have to move some of that, I guess, to get Anthony Davis. I think it's absolutely fascinating.
The NBA Remember, is so awesome.
Kyrie Irving at a fan festival or something like that, like the Boston Celtics fan convention, said, "I'm here if you'll have me," and then there was thunderous applause, and now we're here 6 months later. That's a big turnaround.
This league.
Remember, we were talking too, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, where we were talking about the NBA ratings, just the people watching, viewership, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the fact that LeBron has been shut down since, well, obviously last night, but since Christmas up to last night, no LeBron. LeBron on the West Coast. You'd seen a drop in overall ratings, eyeballs on the product. And a lot of that had been stipulated by people who wrote is that you lost a superstar in LeBron James from the Eastern time zone. You don't really have someone to fill that vacuum. Kawhi Leonard and Giannis last night were fun to watch, but Kawhi's still, I mean, the Toronto Raptors are still the Toronto Raptors and not the New York Knicks. They're not the Brooklyn Nets. They're not the Boston Celtics. And the Celtics, getting all disjointed to start the season, weren't as fun a watch as TNT hoped they'd be, because they were on that network over and over and over again.
And the Bulls are not part of the conversation.
Not even a little bit.
Nope.
So, Knicks, go ahead and get yourself Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Help out the league. Let's get some eyeballs on this thing and pick the monies back up.
Yeah, the only bad thing is it helps out Jim Dolan, and you never want to see
that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
he's going to write a song, he's going to serenade Kevin Durant in free agency, and then Kevin's going to have to smile and say, that was fine.
And unless, you know, if Durant stays out west, then you just sent another star to the Western Conference without getting one back to the East, assuming Durant doesn't sign with the Knicks in the offseason.
Which for the league hurts your television ratings, because you're better off having the eyeballs there earlier. We know that LeBron in the Eastern time zone is worth millions and millions and millions of dollars, as opposed to LeBron in the Western time zone. It's starting games starting around 9:30. It's a fact of life because of the direction of the earth turning.
You think Adam Silver's not rooting for Zion to end up on one of these Eastern Conference teams?
Or making sure he's got an envelope on dry ice or some ping pong balls.
Some
heavier ping pong balls than others.
Well, think about that with Dallas. I know they're in the West, but they make the trade. if their pick gets top five, which they'd need some luck for, probably, if they go up to one, and let's say they had like the sixth or seventh worst record, which is probably what they could feasibly do with where they're at already, and you end up with Luka Doncic, Kristaps Porzingis, and Zion Williamson, all of NBA nerd Twitter,
oh my God,
goes up in flames immediately.
Peak NBA nerd Twitter.
That'd be awesome.
It really would
and
be.
And a really good coach.
I'm actually interested just with Kristaps and Luka playing together.
How do you defend that pick and roll or pick and pop?
I don't know.
Yeah, because if he's, it's almost like Nowitzki, right? If you look at what he did with pick and pop, this guy's 7'3".
Yeah, the dynamic's a little different, and his dribble ability's a little, I mean, assuming he's back to being the Kristaps that he was, you know, prior to the knee injury.
There were Mark Cuban quotes from a couple of years ago gushing about Porzingis. I think it was like the first time he played in Dallas, and saying, boy, he's the closest thing to Dirk that we've ever seen. The only thing for them is, how are they going to get other people on that team after a while? Because they're out three first-round picks now, moving forward.
Yeah, but you're still starting from a spot where it's not so bad to be. You kind of do what LeBron has been doing, and you just sort of cycle through.
Gather unto me, Rajon Rondo.
All right, so you didn't get to your inexpensive
pastime.
We'll
get there in a bit, but there's more important stuff to do with Joe Ostrowski and your bets after the update.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Stuck at home this week, need to get out. The Chicago Wolves have the perfect anecdote for your cabin fever. Catch the Wolves Saturday as they battle rival Manitoba and celebrate the 25th anniversary of the free parking courtesy of Kia. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Underdogs have won six of the last seven Super Bowls outright. Rams, 2.5-point underdogs to the Patriots. We'll carry Sunday's game live here on The Score. And while Bears fans are hoping that Robbie Gould returns in free agency, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan says slow down.
No, I'm excited about Robbie. I mean, he's earned this position to be in. He's been great for us. He's one of our leaders. He's done a hell of a job as a kicker. And I know it'll all work out. I know we got two sides who want to work it out. And, you know, I'm not worried about losing Robbie.
Gould nailed 97% of his field goal attempts this season. Julius Peppers finishes fourth on the all-time sacks list behind Bruce Smith, Reggie White, and Kevin Green. Peppers announced his retirement from football. And in hockey, the Hawks returned from their extended break at Buffalo. Pierre LeBrun says that he expects Stan Bowman to approach Duncan Keith and ask if he would like to go to a contender. Join the Score's Jay Zawoski tonight for a Blackhawks watch party. Stop by Rosati's Pizza of Yorkville from 6 to 8 p.m. to meet Jay, watch the game, and enter for a chance to win tickets to an upcoming game brought to you by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for Super Bowl 53 when the Patriots take on the Rams on Sunday. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Joe's very good over there, what he does.
He's very good.
All right, not so fast, Ostrowski. You're not going anywhere. Because we need to talk to you about this slate of prop bets that we have and everything else that
and
is happening.
Every other bet you get to make on the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I guess part of it, and this is sort of the classic thing, where you get really serious gamblers that look at an NFL season and look at a money line here or a spread there and start looking at market inequities. And I always thought that the Super Bowl was its own animal, where there's an entertainment level, where there are people who are I'm not a gambler, but I don't mind a little casual thing. What's the secret sauce for making this thing entertaining and also not losing your ass?
Yeah, what do you really want to do? So some people just look for the entertainment once, twice a year. And then there are people like professionals. When these props, the literally hundreds and over 1,000 props were posted last week, and they were in line waiting for the books to release them, and they were allowed to make two limit wagers at a time, then go to the end of the line. And so these lines.
Where was that money coming in? Where were the smart money, the sharps, the pros?
Well, a lot of when you start looking at this, it's going to be on the no questions. It's going to be on the unders because that's where they're going to find value. And the public that hasn't placed their wagers yet, that will do so tomorrow and on Sunday, they're going to say, oh yeah, over Tom Brady yards, over Cooks whatever yards, no matter what the number ends up being. Or, oh yes, I think there's going to be a safety. I think there's going to be a defensive touchdown. When the numbers show the professionals, Yeah, that's highly unlikely. Oh, overtime pays 8-1. We've had 52 Super Bowls and it's happened once. So I'm just going to pour my money on the no side. So the smart money is typically going to be on the no's and a lot of the unders that come through.
It's almost like a hedge fund shorting a stock, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's funny, like you look at the total right now. It's gone down a little bit. It opened at 58.59, and now it's down to 56.5 because the sharp money that came in over the last week and a half. What's going to happen? If you like the under, wait, because on Sunday, that's going to start to climb. Mm-hmm. It probably won't get to 60, but it'll get in that 58.59 area.
Did you, what meant the most to you about the line opening with the Patriots, the Rams -1 and then swinging in the direction it has toward the Patriots?
I was surprised, but what the books clearly told everyone, the Rams are the better football team on a neutral field. Now, is it huge that it flipped over to the Patriots, that it ended up moving 4 points? I'd say yes, if it gets to that 3. That's huge. That's what a lot of the sharp money is waiting on right now. It's at 2.5 most places. A lot of the public books, some of your offshore accounts where your average Joe's going bad, or some of the accounts out in Vegas, which are also now in the East Coast, getting some of that money coming in, they've gone to 3 because they want to invite some Rams money to even out their books a little bit because it's so heavy Patriots right now.
What's the ratio, prop bet-wise, that you play between actual game props, you know, Cook's yards, Brady, total touchdowns, or whatever, versus nonsense prop bets, your national anthem, your coin flip, your Adam Levine shoe color kind of bet?
Well, this year, well, it's funny because in the Super Bowl, these lines are so sharp. I mean, it's so tough. I think they're dead on or pretty close to it with the line and the total. I've talked to some people out in Vegas that do this for a living, and they said, I'm not touching the game. I don't like a side. So they're pouring all their money in prop bets. Now, the Super Bowl, most books takes about 50% on the money on sides and totals,
yeah,
and 50% on these prop bets. 50%. Or some places more.
And it's expected to have something like $6 billion wagered, I think I saw you tweet.
That's what the American Gaming Association estimated. And so you think about the growth of sports betting. A year ago, that was at $4.7 billion, $6 billion this year. Part of the difference is now it's not a big secret about sports betting. You're not hiding it. And we're legalized in 8 states, and it was just one year ago.
How do they control some of these, the silly ones, like how many times they cut away to Gisele Bündchen? The director of the broadcast can make a wager, can now, and like, make legal wagers on this. The number of times a broadcaster says something, what's in place to guard against skullduggery?
Well, that's going to happen with these what they call as entertainment props.
Yeah.
And what the books do, what it does, it gets us talking about it, right? All the sports shows throughout the country are talking about those props this week because they're fun and invites everybody. You don't have to be a big sports fan to get involved there. So those are not offered in Las Vegas. The rules are that they are only allowed to post prop bets that can be decided in the box score aside from the MVP. So they can't do any of those novelty props. Mm. That is for the offshore websites only, and they limit those. So if you have inside information, you know a guy working the sideline, checks the Gatorade color, you can't do any of that. So on Saturday, if anybody's out there looking at the lines, you'll see drastic movement because, well, I think it's also later today, the rehearsals will start for the anthem. And so you'll have an idea how long Gladys Knight's going to take on her anthem.
And will she get a word wrong is one of the props.
Omit a word. Christina Aguilera did a few years ago.
Right. And who times it? Who's in charge of setting the official time?
Right, exactly. I've seen situations like with the Aguilera. I was talking with Dustin earlier today, and he's still upset about the Aguilera.
Of course.
Because he played the over, and it missed the over by 1 second. But she missed like a whole verse. So he would have hit the over. They just gave him the money back, and certain books handled it different ways. See, that's the whole thing with the regulation and why some people prefer to go to Vegas, because these books can do whatever they want.
There's no recourse, right? You can't call some authority to say Antigua is screwing me.
Yes, yes. Well, you're doing something illegal. You shouldn't be doing that.
I know you've got the special edition of Early Odds from 9 until noon on Sunday, so I don't want to make you give anything away for it. But you got any favorites or where you're leaning on MVPs for the game? Because I know a lot of people like to bet, especially the long odds there, and find out exactly where you know, your 50 to ones, your 60 to ones, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the MVP angle is interesting. So 9 of the last 12 Super Bowls, it's been the winning quarterback. And that's what usually happens. If you're going to score 30 points, they're probably going to give it to the quarterback. If you think the Rams are going to win,
yeah,
I would look at Goff. Just make the Goff bet instead. Because if you pick the Rams to win, you're getting plus 130. You bet 100, you win 130. But if you pick Goff MVP instead, you would get plus 250. So you bet 100 and you win $250. There's a good chance that happens. If the Patriots win, there's no way anybody but Tom Brady wins, right? A couple years ago, and James White had, what, 3 touchdowns and a big 2-point conversion. Still didn't get the MVP. Yeah, you remember that? Heard a little bit?
A little bit.
He was 100-1 that year to win the MVP.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I know.
If you want to take a long shot, I would take a look at Aaron Donald, but he'd have to get like 3 sacks like Von Miller did a few years ago. He's 18-1. Also, Aqib Talib, cornerback for the Rams. He's 100-1 on some sites. And their defense, when he's out there, compared to when he was gone from week 4 to week 12, wow. I mean, when he was gone, they were giving up 31 points per game. Now, when he's out there, 18 points per game. Nearly 100 fewer passing yards per game when he's out there.
Do you have a favorite at-home betting game to play? I'm actually having people over to the spot for the first time. It's a new place. I don't know what I'm doing.
I was going to do a segment on that, asking people to call in with what they're going to be doing.
So that's So last year, there's the squares that you can everybody do and all that kind of stuff. So last year, what we did, though, is everybody brought like a stack of singles. And you just threw whatever you could out there. You know, Adam is out there like next pass, 7 yards or over. And then you'd throw, somebody would take the bet,
you'd throw
a dollar down and you just kind of offer whatever. It was a nightmare. It was an absolute crazy pants time. Lots of fun, but no regulation whatsoever and a complete free-for-all. I wonder if you've got an at-home betting game that you've liked more than
this. Yeah, there's so many different things you can do. Squares is tough because you have to fill 100 and it gets to be a pain and it's just
work.
So random.
Nobody knows what squares they have.
That actually sounds fun to me. I've been to parties where you have a total points pool and you pick whatever the price is to get in. You get in and you pick a score, a number of total points in the game, put it in a bowl.
Right.
And then you figure out later the winner gets the pot.
That's
you do stuff like that.
Not bad. Joe, thank you. Looking forward to your big Super Bowl show 9 to noon on Sunday.
Thank you, guys.
That's Joe Ostrowski. And when we come back, not only will we finally pay off Connor's tease regarding this inexpensive Super Bowl
pastime.
It won't
cost much to pay off.
Well, it might be easier for you to purchase it if you win $1,000 in cash. Mm-hmm. And you might be that person. So keep it here for the text keyword. We have the Midday Midway coming up at 11. A lot of good stuff there. And don't forget, Eric Edholm of Pro Football Weekly is going to join us at noon at 12:30. We're going to need you to help. We are crowdsourcing football food, your one best secret family item thing, Mob, at 12:30. So we need your help with that.
That's actually the name of the dish, the secret best thing, Mob.
Family thing.
It's got gravy.
Mob with gravy and poutine. That's all coming up today on The Score.
Tonight, join The Score's Jay Zawoski for a Blackhawks watch party. Stop by Rosati's Pizza in Yorkville from 6 to 8 p.m. to meet Jay, watch the game, and enter for a chance to win tickets to an upcoming game. Brought to you by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Nothing heats up a winter day like McDonald's 6-piece chicken McNuggets. Crispy and golden. They're the perfect snack to spice up the winter for only $2. And now, there's a new choice for chicken. McDonald's $2 Jalapeno McChicken. It's the fiery limited time item here to heat up the winter. Get each for only $2 today. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
It's the ultimate Sleep Number event on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. The only bed that intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. Now ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. And now save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing on all smart beds during our ultimate Sleep Number event. Only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. For 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher.
Brian, you also were here at a time we could be frustrating watching your offense play or having the quarterback position be kind of unstable. That doesn't seem to be the case anymore. It looks like Trubisky took a step this year. What did you see that convinces you that, okay, this is a guy that you can trust moving forward? Yeah. This is the answer to the question that's been there for a long time.
I mean, aside from his play, which I'm a huge fan of the way he plays, the way he handles himself, you know, you watch all of his interviews and win, lose, whatever. He's the same, man. So when they win or when they lose, he always talks about what he can do better. What I didn't do. I could have done this. I could have done that. And he never talks about his teammates in a bad light. It's always, man, the receivers did this. I had to do this better. The O-line was doing this. I need to do that better. It's never me, me, me. That's the guy I want leading my team.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Saturdays at 8 a.m., don't miss Sports Medicine Weekly. Fitness, nutrition, and injury prevention and treatments for today's weekend warrior and professional athletes. With renowned specialist of shoulders, elbows, and knees, and chief doctor for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, Dr. Brian Cole.
I see more foot and ankle problems initially than I see any of those other categories. Foot fractures were the number one injury that was treated at Combine this year.
Sports Medicine Weekly, Saturdays at 8 a.m., here on 670 The Score.
Company, member FDIC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
I'm just going to go home. I'm not feeling too hot.
How many hot dogs do you have for lunch?
3.
Well, there's your problem. You're starving. Your body's literally eating itself. Let me see if I have any emergency dogs on my desk.
Time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. The first of 3 chances today. This hour's keyword is trim. Text TRIM to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is TRIM to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant. Stop it. From this hour, we'll win. Don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Kevin Euclid is not eligible to win that prize. And if you haven't read that,
yeah, there you go.
You need to go read it.
You don't get that joke.
I can't read a single word of it on the show.
Nope.
Super Bowl tickets are always expensive, though I think this year less so than others. However, there's something going on at Mercedes-Benz Stadium that I wasn't aware of until just a little bit ago. Did you know that pretty much all season long and really the entire history of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, concessions have been incredibly cheap? You can get a pretzel for $2.
Is that an Arthur Blank thing that he has just said, look, we're not going to gouge people when it comes to this? Yeah, it's like a minor league baseball game.
Nachos are $3 with the cheese.
It's like a Class A baseball game.
I've been charged $1.50 for cheese at baseball games. Why do I know that? Because I like a lot of cheese on my nachos. They're $5 beers. There are $5 cheeseburgers. You can get the chicken tender basket with fries for $6. That's the heartiest meal. That's usually your bang for buck, especially like spring training games. The chicken tenders and fries. Let's say you're up early, you're covering stuff, you're walking around the backfields, you haven't eaten all day, and then you realize you haven't eaten all day. Then you go to a pregame show, and then Ed Farmer's talking to you for an hour and a half. It's like, okay, I'm very hungry. I need some food. You got to get the chicken tenders and fries.
After being talked to directly by Ed Farmer for 90 minutes, oh, yeah.
You get a lot hungrier.
That burns calories.
It's
listening
to Ed
Farmer.
Process.
Yes.
Waffle fries for $3. No words on whether or not they're extruded or natural cut waffle fries. You got to imagine in quantity like that, it's probably an extruded fry.
Probably, although it's not as hard as, I mean, it's not like potatoes are expensive.
Well, the labor would be expensive. Not you mean you
really.
Have to cut the thing?
No, it doesn't. A machine.
Oh, a machine.
Yeah.
I guess that would make sense. One of the finest waffle fries, though, will not be available to the denizens of Atlanta, nor, you know, the patrons attending the Super Bowl.
Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays. So one of the most popular fast food destinations, and I believe they have a spot in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium or somewhere around it, somewhere very close.
Yeah, Atlanta-based, right?
I'm almost positive. They will not be open. They will not be available to anyone.
Because it's a Sunday. They would offend Jesus.
They don't operate on Sundays. You can't get our chicken then.
And are they known for their waffle fries? I've never eaten at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they got a good waffle
what?
Fry.
I've never eaten at Chick-fil-A.
I can't blame you for that at all. We went through a big Chick-fil-A phase when I was doing road trips and stuff as a kid. You know, you'd stop for Chick-fil-A, really good sandwiches, great waffle fries.
It's a lot of circumstances that have conflated. I'm not a big fan of as a fast food item.
Did
of the
they
fried
not
chicken
have
sandwich.
Them down by Duke?
Oh, they had them all over the place.
Okay, but
I just never got a craving for it. I'd rather go to Bojangles Chicken. And get,
and get the whole chicken.
If I want chicken, I want chicken.
That's you, though. Like, you're willing to sit down and pluck apart an entire chicken.
Willing?
The only person the only person more scary to watch eat chicken than Dan was Doug.
Dan's terrifying to watch eat chicken. You put the whole chicken in your mouth, and then it comes out as a boned chicken.
It's like a rib tip.
It's scary.
Put the whole thing in, and then whatever doesn't emerge, you swallow.
Like, when we go on remotes, I feel the need to usher small children away so they don't need to see
them. A lot of it's radio speed eating, too. A lot of it is knowing, like, they set down, you know, we were at Fatty's or whatever, and they set down the wings, and, like, you know, it's a four-minute break. What am I going to do? I gotta get these down.
I have to eat this pound and a half of smoked brisket and eggs all in 4 or 5 minutes, and I will suffer the consequences gladly.
Oh, and I did. And then I immediately went to the gym and made the mistake of weighing myself.
Favorite food day on the show, maybe?
That was up there. That was a smoked corned beef for breakfast.
Favorite.
And it wasn't corned beef hash either.
No.
So there's no carbs in it. And I didn't have to worry about, like, picking around any potatoes.
No,
or
I just
anything.
Didn't worry about my life.
Oh, but I put the runny egg yolk in it and all that. That may be
top food day on the show. Art showed up with pizza just out of nowhere one day. That was pretty
amazing. And don't forget our guy Chris, the chef over at what was the name of it? Who was setting us up with the breakfast tacos?
Yes,
and the omelets,
it's the big spot. It's a Wisconsin bar. And Whole Foods showed up with all that bacon too.
Yes.
We've been really lucky.
Yeah, the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern would send things over when we were at Gallagher Way.
It's the gravity of Jay and I bring food closer. So then people figure, right, as long as we're this close, we might as well bring stuff by. So you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
It's science. It's a sex comedy. In Highland, Indiana, Kevin is on the score. Hello, Kevin.
Hey there. Good morning. So earlier you were asking about fun wager games to play with friends and family as you watch the game.
Yeah, the home game.
Right. So we came up with this idea a couple of years back, and it's worked out really well. And you essentially just pull up Word on your computer and make a list of 20 questions that are very definitive answers, such as, will the coin toss be heads or tails? Who will win the coin toss? But the questions change every year. So this year we have, will Todd Gurley rush for a touchdown in the first half? And then you just circle your answer, and the most correct answers wins the total pot. So your buy-in is $5 per card, and again, you have some interesting questions in there also, such as, after the kickoff, what will the first TV commercial be?
Oh,
your options are beer, auto, Doritos, Pepsi, or other.
So you're just kind of making your own at-home prop bet card, so you don't have to worry about a bookie or an online casino or anything like that helping you out. All right, I get it.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's sort of like the thing I did for charity last year.
Oh, we had to...
It was yes or no, will this happen, will this happen, will this happen? And you feel the person who got the most answers correct won. I was one answer away from winning the whole thing.
From glory, from everlasting fame.
And it was sort of thing where, will someone other than a quarterback throw a pass? Will there be an interception? It was exactly what he's talking about. And we just, you know, there were 25. And I think we hit 15 of 25. 16 would have won it. Would have won it on the tiebreaker, but it wasn't bad.
Joe's right on the MVP thing too. You know, if you're the winning quarterback, you've gotten the MVP 9 times out of the last 12. I think was the number he said. If you had to pick a guy to have an MVP award, not a quarterback, not Goff, not Brady, I would probably go, and I swear to you, it's not because of the thing that I have for the guy. I would probably go James White.
I was going to say Edelman because of punt returns, because you've got the return game, you've got the pass game, you've got the fact that he's
just the quantity touches.
Yeah, just maybe the number that if he breaks one, you know, if he does something or has a field flipping punt return and two touchdowns, that's the MVP, right? I mean, that's, and they're always looking for him at critical times.
I guess White is just such a goal line dude for them. Well, not goal line, but, you know, in the red zone, in that 10 yards and in, they're running screens and little hook routes and stuff. He just always seems to be a guy that's making plays in those areas of the field, even if he's not an every down back. Deuce is in the Diamond Club, by the way.
That's
the
it.
Spot that we were at.
That's
with the, it. The breakfast tacos.
That's Chef Chris, who is a big fan and very generous with his time and with his food. We've got the Midday Midway coming up. I have one of Connor McKnight's favorite animals in the news again. I have a guy who we noted from a hilarious mugshot has got another mugshot because he's been arrested again. And I have a frightening ichthyological omen in Japan.
Something else for you to watch on Sunday. If you're not going to watch the Super Bowl or rank things that are playing against it, I've got a story of fake tickets that went horribly wrong and a heist that started well and then just didn't get planned the rest of the way through. It's the Midday Midway. It's next. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
Super Bowl 53 is this Sunday. Hear Belichick, Brady, and the Patriots.
The New England Patriots going to their third straight Super Bowl. The dynasty continues.
Take on McVay, Goff, and the Rams.
God, he got it. The Rams are going to the Super Bowl.
Listen live this Sunday. Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. Kickoff is at 5:30. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. And Chicago's official home of the Super Bowl. A presentation of Westwood One Sports.
Super Bowl coverage on The Score is presented.
Football fans, let's face it. You're either having a big game party or you're going to one. So be the MVP and order your hot wings for the big game from Buffalo Wild Wings. Call before February 2nd to place your order and schedule your pickup time. Then all you have to do is stop in on game day and pick up your hot, satisfying wings. Pick them up before 3 p.m. and you'll save 10% on your order. Plus, receive a 15% off coupon for your next visit. Not doing the home party thing? That's cool. Come hang out with them at Buffalo Wild Wings. They'll have all the hot wings, sides, and cold draft beer you can handle. They'll even have the sound on for the commercials. Dine in or carry out. Buffalo Wild Wings is your big game headquarters. Please place your pre-order before February 2nd to guarantee it'll be ready when you want it. There's a Buffalo Wild Wings near you in Mount Prospect, Round Lake Beach, and Vernon Hills.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At participating locations only.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Dan Plesak from MLB Network with us.
Danny, I want to ask you about clubhouse cancers.
What comes with star power sometimes is when he's on the other team, you know, he's a real... But sometimes the guys you think are bad guys, when they're on your team, you're like, I want that guy on my team.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
So let me get this straight, Jackie. You, a truck driver, has to track your own mileage? Of course you don't have enough to think about. You're only driving 40 tons of precious cargo 3,000 miles by yourself. Please! let's also keep doodles of our mileage.
QuickBooks automatically tracks every mile, saving up to $4,600 at tax time.
You know where your energy should be focused? That ding-dong who can't drive.
QuickBooks, backing you. Average tax savings based on QuickBooks self-employed tax year 2017. Customers that had business expenses and no taxes.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Patrick Manley joining me here on The Score. What will you take away from the Bears' 2018 season?
They overachieved, in my opinion. I didn't think they would be this good yet. I think Khalil Mack made the biggest difference, obviously, when they got him, and the defense became what they were. I just think they've sped up their growth, and I'm just excited to see where they go, because I think they have a lot of good young players that took that next step. I think going into the season, everybody was hoping for Eddie Goldman, Leonard